Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now.
The Federation of Irish Sport, they want the government to introduce tax benefits for gym memberships ahead of the budget. So they've raised this proposal. They want it as a view to try and incentivise personal exercise among the wider population and to attempt to reduce the ever-increasing issue of obesity in this country that you hear about all the time. So should we introduce tax benefits for gym membership? Carl Dunn is the Chief Executive of Ireland Active. Carl, why are you calling for this?
Hi, Andrea, and thanks for having us on. Look, what we're trying to do is we're calling on the government to incorporate physical activity into the National Health Strategy. And what we're doing there is we're trying to get them to include gym and swim memberships on a Med1 form for people as an allowable tax benefit.
So what sort of benefit would you get from this from the financial perspective?
So basically, what we're calling on is the benefit would be that it would incentivize more people to become physically active. So they would join gyms and swimming pools and become more active. And from a knock on from that is that they will reduce their illness and sicknesses.
So all I have to do, if this is passed, if your proposal is accepted by government, I'll join up to the gym, renew my gym membership, join up to the local swimming pool, have proof of my membership, and I'll get the benefit, the tax deduction off that.
There's a tax credit involved with that, yeah. But what that does is incentivizes you to actually go and actually become physically active or
does
more
it,
physically
though?
Active. Well, it would, yeah. And look, we ran a Red Sea poll during the summer there, and the statistics came back that 28% of people that actually don't currently partake in physical activity would be incentivized to start being physically more active.
Well, you'd be incentivized to join up anyway.
Well, if you're joined up, you'll actually go. Otherwise, you're wasting money, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, I have a gym membership at the moment now, Carl, to be honest. That's fairly lapsed, you know. But I can imagine a lot of people might just renew it purely to get the tax benefit off it. So I wonder if you're thinking of looking at a proposal like this, would it not be better to have some way or mechanism of monitoring how much it's being used? You know, you only get the deduction if you use it, I don't know, X amount of times a month or something.
Yeah, look, that is a possibility as well. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to push the needle on this. As it is, personal exercise is the biggest participation sport in the country, with 15% of adults partaking in personal exercise within gyms. That's followed closely by swimming, which is at 9%. So already the two biggest participation sports in the country are personal exercise and swimming. So what we're trying to do is actually increase those numbers to get more people to be using personal exercise in gyms and swimming as well. And if you look at the statistics, like 80% of GP visits are for chronic diseases. 60% of hospital beds are for chronic diseases. And we've statistics to show, and they're worldwide published, that physical activity actually reduces all case mortality by 30%, cardio diseases by 35%, and type 2 diabetes by 40%. So actually, to incentivize people to exercise is not just for a financial gain, it's actually for their own health.
I know, look, I totally accept that. And I was really interested when I saw this idea today from the Federation of Irish Sport. I'm sure a lot of our listeners and callers will have thoughts on the merits of it. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. I do imagine, though, Carl, just two things before we bring in some of the callers. I imagine other sports are going to say, why just gym memberships and swimming? Why not other sports?
You could put other sports, but what we're advocating on behalf of is because personal exercise is the biggest participation sport. So it's not like joining, I don't know, a club where you actually just watch you watch a football match or a soccer match or a gym match. You're actually when you join a gym, you're actually partaking in that activity. Or if you're joining a swimming pool for swimming, you're actually partaking in it. So it's actually you are doing the activity itself. You're not watching the activity.
Yeah, and you think people that are maybe dealing, you know, with issues around obesity or issues regarding their weight, I wonder what their thoughts on this will be today.
Yeah, look, I'd be interested to hear it as well. Our research shows, and look, the World Health Organization, all that research shows that the more physically active you are, the better it is for you and the longer you will live.
Okay. John Balton is the owner of the number 17 PT, Human Performance and Wellness Coach. John, do we need tax breaks for gym membership?
Hey, Andrea. Great to be on again. I think it's a really welcome initiative. I'm really happy to hear talk around this. As Patrick Holford, to quote him, has said that the NHS in the UK is the largest failing business in the world, meaning that there's more and more money getting pumped into the health system. But sadly, people are getting, to quote his phrase again, sicker, fatter and sadder. So I think any sort of incentive that's there to encourage people to exercise is very welcome as far as I'm concerned.
What about you, Liam? You're a boxing coach in Offaly. Do you think it's a good move?
No, well, look, as a fellow says, it would be good news in the perfect world. But straight away, what will happen here is the gym boys will put up their membership because they know then that there's a few pound extra on the other side. It just goes to show me how the Federation of Sport and Sport Ireland is so far out of touch with actually sport in Ireland. It drives me crazy, actually. Like, if they wanted to tackle obesity and keep people in sport, you do it at a younger age. We're a boxing club in Edenderry. What, 40 euros membership for a whole year and we try to stay open? We get a grant off these guys for, we'll say, 10 grand. Well, that grant is only 7,500 really, because 2,300 has to go back and back straight away that you don't get any benefit from. And a club with a charity organisation not earning money from training people can't get VAT back or claim VAT. So if they want to do something interesting and something that will actually benefit people, what about these volunteers that come into the club and give up their time night after night to train kids to keep membership down? Give them a tax break that they're working all day hard in Dublin and they come home to the country towns and towns around the country at 7 o'clock at night, barely have a cup of tea and run out to keep the gym open, to keep kids off the street. You know what I mean? Why go and help commercial businesses by giving tax break to members to join up? No, it's a crazy idea. Don't like it at all whatsoever. Memberships in for swimming pools and health centres around here are 45, 50, 60 euros a month. Crazy stuff.
Could the money have been better directed, Carl?
Well, I understand where the panel is coming from, but first of all, we're not the Federation of Irish Sport, and I do believe the Federation of Irish Sport have a number of other tax asks that are in with the department at the moment. Boxing, your corner there, the boxing club, it's a small percentage. Again, I go back to, and if we're looking at the big numbers throughout the whole country, personal exercise, that's what most people in the country are doing. They're going to the gyms, they're going to their swimming pools. Like 15% of the country are members of gyms, 9% are swimming. So you're looking at a whole nation, and it's a big, big number. When we looked at our poll, over 850,000 people, now that's a lot of people, would be interested in actually going and being physically active in one of the local leisure centres if there was a tax incentive. So, I know the Department of Sport and Sport Ireland do great work with grants for the likes of the boxing clubs and all the volunteer sports. But this is a different ask, and there's a huge amount of money, over 90 million, and I know Mr Byrne has pledged more funding on the back of the Olympics for sports. But this is very much a personal tax credit. So the gyms don't benefit directly. It would be the person who is doing their tax reform.
Okay, so
it's very similar to, sorry, Dan, it's very similar to if you have a medical expense, you're able to get tax back on it. This is a preventative medical expense that we're looking for.
Okay, so this, Liam, I suppose what your idea or what you're looking for is maybe somewhat different to this suggestion that's been made today by the Federation of Irish Sport in calling for tax benefits for gym memberships and swimming pool memberships. Can you see the merit in it though, Liam? Like, if it encourages anybody to go and engage in personal exercise and join a gym or go for a swim, sure, it's not a good thing.
No, it's great to get someone in to join the gym, but he's talking about 90 million. It's all coming out of the one pot. Look, so I'm going to be trying to be greedy here and keep the money back coming to the GA clubs and the football clubs, the soccer clubs, and the athletic clubs. Like, there's a athletic club. Look at our Summer Olympics and how well everyone does. Paralympics, the whole lot. Like, and the minor sports that don't get the big money. Like, if they're going to start giving tax breaks to individuals to go and join commercial gyms, that takes from the pot that's left with Sports Ireland to give out. Yes, Sports Ireland give out a lot of grants. But the biggest one I cannot understand, and you've Mary Lou McDonald coming on there, ask her. What I cannot understand for the life of me, I paid an ESB bill yesterday and I paid VAT in it. I'm a charity organisation trying to keep kids off the street. If I get ill, I pay a VAT in it. Everything I pay VAT, I can't claim VAT back because I'm a charitable organisation. And no smart politician out there anywhere in Ireland has looked at this. Do away with VAT for sports clubs. It's ridiculous. And when we get a grant and we get a builder in, he charges us 13% VAT in the labour and 23% VAT if he supplies anything.
Okay. No, it's a fair question. Like, I can understand why you're raising that. John, you think it is a good idea. Do you think there should be some level of monitoring? You know, and I don't mean to be smart about that, but, like, you know, I'm sure there will be some people who'll join up for the tax deduction or sure. the tax break. And
yeah, of course. And look, I had a really good chat yesterday with Dorina Dunn from the IPWA, who's part of the driving force behind this and very pro getting it across the line. And it really is coming from a place of wanting people in the gym and looking at, you know, the cost, first of all, on the government for people, you know, not functioning at the top of their game in early life and then ending up in nursing homes. And we're looking at all of that increasing over the next number of years. So I think that there's a really great place for this. I think that the most important thing, though, for this to get across the line will be education. I worked in membership retention in gyms when I was very young. So I managed to speak to people who were not attending gyms but had paid the membership. And my job was to give them a call to try and get them in the door. So, you know, when you get an insight into why people lack the confidence to train, the motivation and all of the rest of it, I think it always comes back to education. I think throwing money at the situation and expecting it all to change would be a bit of a funny situation. But okay. I think if we can get the education piece across the line, combined with the right support financially and everyone's on it, then I think it can work. And yes, monitoring it is something that would be encouraged for okay. sure. How you monitor is another question.
I don't know how you would get around that or would people even want that being monitored? You know, I mean, how would you feel if you were told you were losing your tax break? You didn't go to the gym often enough. Ashley is on the line. Ashley, you've shared your own story with us previously. You talked to us before about your own weight loss. What's your view on this idea?
So I can kind of understand both sides of the argument. Like, as someone who's been on a weight loss journey for the last 2 years, like you said, you know, my story, 22 stone, lost 12 stone, I would be all for it because I'm all for tackling the obesity epidemic that we have in this country at the moment, getting people more active, getting people to be happier, healthy versions of themselves. I would be all for it. But I can understand the other side of things as well. You know, it's going to be unpopular, undivided opinion. People might say, oh, they're only doing it because they're getting something out of it. Or, you know, things like that. I would like to see it happen because I do think that the more active people are, the better in tackling the crisis that we have. But also you have to remember with morbid obesity, a lot of people are immobile because of being morbidly obese and because of the plethora of health conditions that come with the disease. So not a lot of people who are obese will be able to get into gyms at the beginning until a little bit, this is coming from personal experience as well, until a good bit of weight comes off. Like, I know at the start of my journey, I was going to the gym and gyms are expensive. Some gyms, like some of the big brand name gyms, you could pay €600 a year for.
Yeah.
And I was in the gym that I was in, obviously I'm not going to mention any names, the gym that I was in, it is a chain of gyms, but it's a small and it was affordable. But as well, the other side of things is the gym is, it's a great place. You know, you've got your treadmills, you've got your weights, but it also can be a quite intimidating place.
You can,
especially
yeah.
if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what I found. And now the way I maintain my weight is I go out and I walk 20K steps a day. I run. And I'd love to see, running is a big thing at the moment. It's all over Instagram. Everyone is starting to run. Mm. We have all these races. We have the mini marathon. We have the double marathon now next month. I'd love to see something like more events, more road races, more 5Ks, more with medals, with chip times. You know, to run in the mini marathon, you need a chip time. You need to have a proven time. I'd love to see a lot more of these kind of races.
Okay.
I'd love to see people getting out into the fresh air.
And no
getting
tax
out into
deduction.
The community.
Just people being encouraged to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to see people to be without actually any gains from it. I know it's all about business. I know money and things like that. But I'd like to see an incentive for people.
Fair point.
To get out into the air, get out, get exercising, get out and, you know, if they need to lose weight without people benefiting it financially,
yeah.
if that makes sense.
Ollie is with us too. Ollie, you're involved in training with the LGFA. Is there too much of too much emphasis, I suppose, on gyms in this proposal?
Well, I'm not speaking on behalf of the LGFA. I'm speaking in general about fitness
yeah.
and about people's best health. I think any activity in or out of a gym is positive. And I think this is where we need to go to the country. And I don't care what age anybody is, that we get around them, we support them. And no matter what your times are or your targets are, that you tap them on the back when they come out and you keep them going at it. Because obesity, heart conditions are all there to be tackled and to make it a better life for the people who we can get mobile again. And I really do think that we are missing out on that. And suggesting a tax break on doing going to a gym, some people like that idea. I think we're forgetting about Ireland. We're forgetting about all of Ireland, that there are people of all ages who won't get near a gym and who are a long way away from a gym, who go out and have their walk and who will do that. And that will be personal fitness. Now, you can get up on your bike at the weekends and go with your friends, and they'll encourage each other to help each other along. The same with the runners, the footballers, the camogie players, the soccer players. All of that is positive. But what I'm saying is isolating one area and saying, let's give tax breaks
to gyms and swimming pools.
We are all Ireland.
Yeah.
We are all the same people. We mind each other, we support each other, and we encourage each other to be
Okay. Listener says, I don't think a tax credit will work. I suspect there's a huge amount of gym subscriptions currently in existence that aren't being used, but being paid for each month. There's ways and means to exercise cheaply. Look at the county council gyms, swimming pools and GA fitness clubs as well. This texter says it makes sense to have a gym membership that's tax deductible. I think it's a great incentive, very encouraging. Even if some don't use it as much, it will be quite positive. But maybe they could also look at the golf clubs as well. Couldn't they too look for a tax break? Dorina, you've been listening to this. Why did you get in touch?
My name is Dorina Dunn. I'm the chairperson of the Irish Physical Activity Alliance. We're a coalition of fitness and medical professionals, politicians, businesses calling for this policy. And the reason we're calling for this policy is because it really is an essential healthcare measure. I know we're going off in different tangents now, but we really do need to recognise that physical inactivity costs the state $1.5 billion. People are getting sicker. We're an ageing population. In the next 5 years, we need another 43% nursing home beds. And that's predominantly due to loss of muscle mass. And the best way to prevent that is strength training. You know, we need to recognise the importance of training and exercise every day of the year, 365 days. Now, when we're in a country where it rains more than it doesn't, if we're in a scenario that it's 4 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, how the hell are people meant to do and achieve the National Physical Activity Guidelines, which are 2 strength training sessions a week and also 150 minutes of cardiovascular fitness? We need to make the healthy choice the easy choice. And this is one of those proposals. Now, you know, getting people physically active is a complex problem.
Yeah.
And there's lots of different solutions. But this is one of the critical solutions. Because
you think it's a good idea?
It's international best practice. It's worked. Look at Singapore, the fittest country in the world. They give free gym membership to the over 65. Canada, another exceptionally healthy country. And they are doing this policy.
Listener here says, I'm 68. I'm not a member of any gym or club. I walk 8 kilometres each day. How will I get a tax credit? Why don't these clubs and gyms have discounts for senior citizens, just like some pubs have discounts for seniors? Another listener is wondering, can I get a tax break if I promise to run around my local park every day? I'll even do some manual labour if revenue will give me a break as well. You see, everybody wants now a part of this, Carl.
Yeah, sounds like it all right.
Yeah.
The other thing is, and I agree with Ollie, if you can get outside and the weather is great, by all means, go do a walk or a run. But I think as Dorina alluded to there, we're a rainy country. We didn't have a great summer. So sometimes you will need to be indoors doing your exercise.
So maybe this is the way. Majority of the listeners, Carl, I can tell you today, in favour would seem to your proposal. Should we give tax benefits for gym memberships and swimming pool leisure centre memberships in the budget? 087 1400 106 is the number. That's Carl, Liam, John, Ashley, Dorina and Ollie as well. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.